5b. You now have some time to look at questions 4 to 9. Now listen carefully and answer questions 4 to 9.
Now, let's look at the attractions. As you leave the gift shop, you will notice that there is a ticket office opposite. This is not so for the Fairfax Road entrance, as this one only admits advance bookings. When you turn left coming out, there is a main road which goes across a bridge. This leads to the African Village, where you can find food and gift stalls and toilets, and there is also an entertainment program, for which you can see a timetable on the back of your brochures. If you turn left on the main road, rather than heading for African Village, you will pass the children's play area, which is across the river on your right. To your left, there is an area where the zebras used to be kept, but it has become the home of our new herd of giraffes, which have settled in very well. They are fairly tame and will come up to you, but it is not permitted to feed them. Further along the same road, you will come to a bridge. If you were to cross at this point, you would find that there is a picnic area on your right. If you'd rather eat at a cafe, you'll need to go to the village, which is about a 15-minute walk from the bridge. If you stay on the main road and don't cross the bridge, you will also come across the crocodile pit, which was only introduced last August and has proven to be very popular, especially at feeding time. From there, you can pay a visit to the botanical gardens, which contain diverse plant species from all over the world. You might want to follow one of the various trails. Each one is themed according to its continent. After the botanical gardens, you come to a crossroads of sorts, from where you can either turn south, in which case you will come across the monkeys in our wooded area, mainly chimpanzees and orangutans, but you may see a few spider monkeys if you're lucky. Or, if you go westwards, you can be entertained by the antics of the dolphins and killer whales at Dolphin World. There are 3 daily performances, the details of which are shown in your brochure. This is not included in the overall price, and you will have to purchase another ticket separately from the ticket booth as you go in. Another area, which has proven popular with little and big kids alike, is the small animal area, which you'll come to if you follow the path around past Dolphin World. Here you can feed and pick up the animals. However, there are plans to scale it down and create safari-themed rides in part of this area sometime next year. This has been met with a mixed reception, and we would appreciate any feedback on this matter on the forms provided. Finally, on the other side of the river, you can see a variety of African wildlife, including lions, rhinos, and deer. Well, that's about it. Now, has anybody got any questions?